Did you know that I was once told I play like a Protestant? Find out why right here on our 32nd episode of
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
From Rhode Island, where DOT workers back up more traffic eating lunch than they do actually working, it's me, the Christus vincit man. Today's features, Christus vincit sports, dissecting an organ, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and musical guest, yours truly. And now, a man who would rather sweat in 100-degree heat than freeze in anything below 40, here I am, Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome. Today is Monday, June 5th, 2006, the Monday after Pentecost, and the first day back into good old green season, ordinary time. It's also the memorial for Saint Boniface. Let's start with a sequence, shall we?
Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, O Father of the poor, come, source of all our store, come within our bosom shine. You are comforters the best, you the soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. Where you are not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour from dew. Wash the stains of guilt away, bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray, on the faithful who adore, and confess you evermore. In your sevenfold gifts descend, give them virtue's sure reward, give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia.
That you just heard was the Pentecost sequence in English. And we use this for the 7:30 and 9 o'clock masses. Come, O Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. This is the official English translation of the mandatory sequence for Pentecost Day, as printed in the Roman Missal. One should note that the sequence is used on Pentecost Day, the Sunday, but not for the Vigil Mass on Saturday. Oh, and by the way, if I'm not mistaken, it was Edward Caswall who wrote the translation that you just heard. And that was before the publishers took out the these and thous. But, anywho, here's a new intro for Seamus, as I gave him the sports desk duties this week. Bon appetit! Christus vincit presents Christus vincit sports! And here is your Bush League correspondent, Seamus O'Reilly.
I think.
Howdy, sports fans. Seamus here again. And we're bringing you where Brian left off with Bishops and Sports. The segment continues. Well, now the NHL and the NBA are both down to the finals. Let's see what we have. Well, in the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup Finals, yep, we're down to the final two. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. Archbishop Collins Edmonton Oilers will take on the Bishop Gossman Carolina Hurricanes in Carolina. And that will be at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Oilers, by the way, advanced by smoking Bishop Brown's Anaheim Mighty Ducks 4-1. The Hurricanes burned the Bishop Kamiak Buffalo Sabres 4-3. Then in NBA action, hey, guess what? We're in the finals there, too! The NBA Finals begin this Thursday. Archbishop Pavlova's Miami Heat will take on Bishop Grauman's Dallas Mavericks in Dallas. That game begins at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Dallas time. The Heat had to get past Cardinal Maiden's Detroit Pistons. Meanwhile, the Mavericks had to get over Bishop Olmstead's Phoenix Suns. Both winners won by 4-2 margins.
And you'll catch up on all that and more at crystalsvinci.blogspot.com. Even we musicians have to have some fun sometime.
Hey, Lego, my ego!
We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music, and we'll continue on our organ dissection project, and we'll have a brand spanking new episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And you'll get to hear in full some of our Pentecost music. Don't go away.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Cavalier, asking you to join me every Sunday for the St. Michael's RCIA podcast. Our program is an audio reading of the Sunday Scriptures, along with an explanation of the Word and traditional and contemporary Christian music. And coming this summer, we'll be featuring interviews with independent artists, clergy, and others who will shed some light on the importance of faith in their lives. CatholicPodcast.info says, "It's a good source of meditation upon the Word, and a means of either preparing yourself for the upcoming Sunday, or for once more reflecting on the message you heard at Mass that day. So why not join me this Sunday? You can find us at stmichaelsrcia.com. That's stmichaelsrcia.com.
Yesterday, what did we sing at Mass yesterday?
Well, this weekend on our calendar, we get to celebrate the grand solemnity of Pentecost! Yes, it is the last day of Easter season. It is the birthday of our Catholic Church. Here is yesterday's music. We start off with our introit hymn, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed. No, not one spirit, one church. Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed. When I say Come Holy Ghost, I mean Come Holy Ghost. Well, anyways, here is Come Holy Ghost as played at the 4:30 Saturday Mass. Now, mind you that there are only 3 verses in the music issue, and I don't believe in repetition, so you're going to hear some nice extra incensing music in between the second and third verses. That was our Bells and Smells Mass, by the way. Here's Come Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Holy Ghost, the English translation by Edward Coswall, from the Latin by Robinus Maurus. The tune is the classic tune by Louis Lambalot. The Gloria, of course, is the Gloria of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin. For the psalm, Psalm 104, and the antiphon is, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. We chanted this all weekend to Psalm Tone 8G. Now, one thing you can notice in the lectionary, the antiphon is the same all weekend. However, the Vigil Mass uses a different set of verses. Now, the sequence, you heard the English version earlier. That was the version we did for the 7:30 and 9 o'clock Masses. Now, here is the version that we did for the 10:30 Mass. Same music, but in Latin.
Veni Sancte Spiritus, et imite te vitus, lucis tue radium. Veni Pace Poperum, veni Dato Punerum, veni Lumen Corium. Consolator optime, ducis hospes anime, duce refrigerium. In labore requies, in estute peries, in pletus solatium. O Lux Beatissima, replecoris in cima, tuorum fidelium. Sine tuo numine, nihil est in homine, nihil est in lava quod est codinum, riga quod est aritum, sana quod est socium, flexe quod est rigidum, ovo quod est frigidum, rege quod est segigum, Satui fidelibus, ite cos fidensibus, sacrum septenarium. Da virtutis meritum, da salutis exitum, da perenne gaudium. Amen. Alleluia.
Now here is the Alleluia that was sung immediately after the sequence.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love.
That was short and sweet, wasn't it? Now for the offertory, the hymn was O Spirit of the Living Lord. And this is fairly new. The text is by Genevieve Glenn, who is a Benedictine nun. The tune is called Winchester New. Now, although the tune name sounds English, Winchester New, its origin actually stems from a German hymnal, Musikalisches Handbuch.
Got it? You got them all?
Published in Hamburg, yeah. Germany in 1690. It's actually often associated with the Advent hymn, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry. The Sanctus, Anamnesis, and Amen are all from Pelequin's Mass of the Bells.
Yep.
The Lord's Prayer is the Roman Missal chant in English, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, etc., etc., etc. The Agnus Dei from Mass of the Bells. Now, the communion is something you'll hear later on. It's the Mode 8 Gregorian chant, Veni Creatus Spiritus. And by the way, this is the hymn that Come Holy Ghost was translated from. And the recessional is Creator Spirit, by whose aid you'll recognize the tune. Here it is.
Welcome to the Voice of Mary,
little children,
presenting the messages of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I am with you and love you.
Our Lady Queen of Peace, Medjugorje, Bosnia, Herzegovina.
Thank you for having responded to my call.
Visit our website at iPadre.net.
Normally I promote the iPadre podcast, but this week I decided to promote Father Finelli's other podcast, which is the Voice of Mary podcast. And the reason being, I want to wish my prayers and best wishes to Father Finelli and also to 25 parishioners who went with Father Finelli. They left last Tuesday and they're due back this Friday. They are in Medjugorje as we speak. And also you're going to find in today's show notes, Father also has a website dedicated to Our Blessed Mother and Medjugorje. Very beautiful website.
You play like a Protestant!
Last week in our organ dissection project, we explored the wonderful world of the expression pedal. Now, to get anything out of the expression pedal, you have to have stops. Stops are the little buttons that you can pull like a draw knob or flick like a toggle switch. And they usually have a word, usually like the sound or voice of that particular stop. And a measurement, usually in feet. Now, the measurement is the height of the lowest pitched or tallest pipe for that stop. The smaller the pipe, the higher the pitch. Now let's start with the measurements. A stop that plays notes in basic concert pitch, that is, the pitch you would hear on a piano, is known as an 8-foot stop. That means your lowest note is normally a pipe that is 8 feet tall. A pitch that is one octave higher is half that height, or 4 feet. A pitch that is an octave lower than that concert pitch would be twice the height, or 16 feet. Some pipes go even higher, like 2 feet, and even a foot. Others, deeper, like 32 foot. And on a very, 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 very rare occasion, a 64 foot. Now, there are also some stops whose pitch don't sound like that pitch at all. They are most often known as mutation stops, and sometimes known as harmonics. They're usually not large pipes, otherwise the resulting sounds would be extremely muddy when mixed with other stops of normal pitch. Now, one harmonic is pitched an octave and a fifth higher, or a 12th. In other words, a C will be pitched not as the next G up, but an octave higher than that G. Those stops are pitched as 2 2/3 feet. There is also the 19th, which is an octave higher than that. That is pitched at only a foot and a third. Then you have the tierce. Now, the tierce is based on a third from the given note. That one is often pitched at 1 3/5 feet. That is 2 octaves plus a third, or a 17th. There is also a deeper tierce pitched at 3 1/5 foot, often called a gross tierce. Now that you know this, the pitch and the color of certain stops in the right combination will determine the proper color you desire to play those treasured musical passages. But let's see which stops are which. Which effect are we really looking for here? One particular sound that is almost unique to church organs and large-scale theater organs as well is called the diapason, or the principal. There is also a French Romantic version of this stop called the montre. These stops, often depending on wind pressure and what kind of tonal lines the organ builder has in mind, can be rather punchy. In themselves, they're pretty full-sounding. They can be played as chorus stops, and they can be played as solo stops. Now, assuming the diapason, or the montre, is pitched at 8 foot, which is normally the case, then you also have the 4 foot counterpart, which is often labeled as the octave, or the French prestante. Now you have a pretty good chorus going. Now I'll add a little bit more brightness to it. Let's add on the 2 foot octave, super octave, or doublet, or the 15th, and you have one heck of a chorus. Now, this is what is known as the basic 8-4-2. Sometimes your 8-foot principal may be a little bit too punchy, so you can often drop that one and substitute a decent 8-foot flute, or maybe even a thin but bold-sounding 8-foot string, like a viol de gamba. A mutation principal stop at 2 2/3 foot is usually labeled as 12th, or sometimes even quint. Also, on primarily softer divisions like the swell, it is common to have a lighter principal called the Geigen diapason, or Geigen principal. Flutes come in many different colors and sizes, in standard pitch and in mutation. You have raw flute, copper flute, doppel flute, spitz flute, harmonic flute, flute d'amour, flute ouverte, or open flute. And there's even the flute couverte, or closed flute. These are usually pitched at 8 foot and 4 foot. And then in 2 foot pitch, there's also the block flute and the flautino. In 2 2/3 pitch, you have the nazad. and at 1 1/3, the larago. There is also a stopped flute called the bourdon. And other names for the bourdon are the gedecht and stopped diapason. 16-foot bourdon stops are common in the pedal division. Then there is the string set. Again, many different colors. The dulciana, violi, viola da gamba, the gemshorn, the aeoline, just to name a few. Then there is also the viol celeste or vox celeste within the string family. And what that is, it's a pair of notes together, and one of them is pitched just ever so slightly from the other. Usually the difference of maybe 2 hertz, or 2 beats per second. Some celeste are a little bit thicker than others. You can play the celeste alone for a light, airy effect, or you can add an 8-foot flute or bourdon to make it a little bit thicker. And then one of my favorite stops to add into the 8-4-2 combo is what's known as a mixture. These are stops that have multiple ranks. And instead of having a measurement on its name tab, it's usually a Roman numeral, representing the number of ranks. So generally speaking, in a 4-rank mixture, pressing one note using that stop alone will sound 4 pipes, not one. More often than not, part of the mixture will consist of a mutation or harmonic pitches, serving more as an overtone to color than the larger tone. Then there are many colors and names and sizes of mixtures, ranging anywhere from 2 ranks to 9 ranks or more. Names range from sesquialtaro to forniture to cornet to ripino to plein jeu to just plain mixture. Some are heavier than others. Some are great as chorus stops, and some, combined with certain normally pitched stops, serve better as solo lines. Some mixture sizes within a given stop depend on the pitch. Those are often labeled with Roman numerals in a range, like, we'll say, 4 to 6, or even something a little crazy like 3 to 7, or whatever. So, one octave may have more or less pipes than, we'll say, the next octave. Now, the principles, strings, flutes, and most mixtures, in standard pitch and in mutation, are classified as flue stops. That's F-L-U-E. And basically, it's flute without the T. Now, we're going to take you to the other class of stops, known as the reed. The reed, R-E-E-D, usually refers to anything that has a horn-like sound. We're talking trumpet, clarion, oboe, cornopean, crumhorn, bombard, trombone, enchimade, and its many variants. Some work well in chorus, others better in solo, and vary big time in colors. With that, I like to use a generous 8-4-2 combination, that is, stops pitched at 8-4-2, along with a good 4-rank chorus mixture for the opening verse of a processional hymn. The pedal, a standard 16-8 combo of bourdons, flutes, and a good deep 16-foot principal. Middle verses may vary. I'll usually drop a stop or two, sometimes even drop the mixture, or maybe even drop the 2-foot. That depends on many factors like how many verses I'm going to use, or even something crazy like what kind of a mood I'm in. And then for the final verse, we'll go back to the 8-4-2 plus the mixture, and we'll start crescendoing by adding a decent chorus reed from the expressive swell. You remember last week's expression lesson, right? And we'll say my 16-foot poisson, which is an oboe-like pedal reed. Another cool reed for the pedal, if you have one, is the 16-foot bombard or trombone. Also, if you have one, I don't have that fortune on my Rogers, but especially on pipe organs, if you have one, it's to your advantage. Try the way cool 32-foot resultant. It's a really deep Celeste-style stop. It's not loud, but it gives just enough rumble. Sounds great, especially in large cathedrals and basilicas, and even in some smaller churches. I'd love to have a 32-foot resultant on my organ. But all of those lovely effects, coupled with the fact that I more often than not play whole verse intros and use a majestic tempo to facilitate singing, and not being afraid of going a little high sometimes, resulted in one former permanent deacon telling me, "You play like a Protestant!" What made him say that? Simple. The good deacon wasn't used to having an organ played with brighter stops in a Catholic church. He wasn't used to hymns sounding like hymns instead of dirges. And he wasn't used to not hearing hoop nanny music at Mass. And not many Catholic organists wear black cassock and white surplice while playing the organ at Holy Mass, as a rule. "You play like a Protestant!" You know what my reply was? "Thank you." I'd like to close this little segment by giving you a couple of resources to check out. First of all, it's a link that Nick had added to the sidebar of the blog, the Encyclopedia of Organ Stops, and he has it described as an online resource for organists and organ enthusiasts. Information on stops from Aeolian to Zinc and everything in between. And this really gives you a plethora of stops. I've been through this index myself, and it is quite the resource. And it even gives you some sound files, sound samples of the different stops. It's great. And another one in hard copy version, there is a book by Flor Peters called The Little Organ Book. And many organ students use this as one of their first study books. And this, too, gives you a pretty good detailed listing on different stops on the organ. And these even get classified as under the diapasons, the flutes, the strings, the mutations, the reeds, the mixtures, etc. So there's two really good resources there. Well, now we're going to play some Gregorian chant for you. This is sung and played, by the way, by yours truly. was the Mode 8 Gregorian chant, Veni Creator Spiritus. This was the take from the 4:30 Mass on Saturday. We sang it during Communion, and as you can tell, we needed a little bit of walking music. So, yeah, this hymn became a little bit of an epic. Well, we'll say a 4.5 minute piece became almost 6 minutes. But you know what? People want to receive Communion. This is what happens, you know. We're going to have some good walking music for you. We're going to make sure it's good. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by Eggo Waffles and Kool-Aid, the two special ingredients used by those poncho-wearing ladies who try to pass themselves off as Roman Catholic woman priests.
Poncho ladies, ew!
You'll find a link to that in today's show notes. Oh, by the way, thank you, Brittany. Let's have a hand for my daughter, Brittany.
Yay!
This edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, by the way, is dedicated to the Benedictines that have contributed hymns and songs to the OCP music issue. Here we go. The Good. Tobias Colgan, Columba Kelly, Harry Hagen, Genevieve Glenn, all good. The Bad. Gregory Norbert, who gave us the love ballad, All I Ask of You. Wow, talk about one of these things is not like the others. The Ugly. Some guy strumming and singing All I Ask of You outside his girlfriend's house in hopes that she'll open up her bedroom window. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis pagina, et hanc vivo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christus vincit is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. Is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason you're calling on Christus vincit semper? For Christ always conquers all. Amen.
Well, we started June on the right pace so far. 6 votes in 5 days. Let's keep it going, folks. Don't let the pagan podcast overcome Catholic podcasts in the Catholic category. We've been averaging a good 50 listeners a day lately. Imagine what 50 votes can do. Please, go over to Podcast Alley and vote for us over there. Or you can catch the link on the sidebar of our website. And while you're at it, please, don't forget to also vote for our friends down at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
A couple of notes here before I close out today's show. Hey, guess who celebrated 4:30 Mass last Saturday? Yup, Father Tom Kosick, author of The Reform of the Reform. We went bells and smells that Mass and had fun doing it. Also, a big thanks to our readers of the Christus Vincit blog. We now have over 500 posts, and we've now swatted over 40,000 flies on the wall. Oh, by the way, we've posted a couple of links about the hopefully soon forthcoming brand spanking new Mass translation. Also, check out a link that Nick Bayshore posted for some really nice artwork that he had received from his diocesan worship office. Some really nice stuff. Some of it's even reminiscent of artwork that appears in many pre-conciliar missals. I'm going to play one final piece of music. This is my impromptu postlude. And before I play it, I want to thank you for joining me on my show today. I hope you'll join us again next week. And until then, I am Brian Michael Page. Peace. Vincent is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincent Network. Not necessarily in that order.
Hey, let go of my ego!
Bunch of ladies, bunch of ladies, bunch of ladies, bunch of ladies. Ew!